At the end of the game, now, they say that there's no I in team, right? Minister Church, you're talking about football. All the women and children are leaving. That's not what they want to talk about. Well, it's about sportsmanship here. They say there's no I in team, right? And you win as a team and you lose as a team. There are no GOATs. There's no, what's the guy's name? He's legendary in Boston. Well, since the Red Sox have won a pair of pennants, he's not legendary. As legendary as he was, Bill Buckner, right? Good thing for Buckner that the Sox have won a pair of World Series and the stigma of Buckner can has finally eclipsed or whatever. But some of you will, if you're a Red Sox fan, you'll remember this. It was a famous throw. Of course, look, they had opportunities after that to win that game, and they just didn't do it. So yesterday, at the end of the game, after Zane Gonzalez misses all, he's responsible for three field goals. That's 9 points. Two extra points, 11 points. The Browns blow out the Saints. It's not even close. And the Saints were just embarrassing themselves until the fourth quarter. No one on the Browns team was trying to console the guy. They left him there. They left him there. Oh, Shank Eponymous is from the E-Trade, baby. Oh, we had some fun with the E-Trade, baby. You remember from the Super Bowl commercials last week with, I'm just kind of upset that you didn't call. You know, I thought maybe that milkaholic Lindsay may have been over there. No. I was just, you know, hanging out in the crib, you know, doing some day trading on E-Trade. Milka what? So the E-Trade baby is responsible for Shankopotamus too? Oh, wow. There you go.
This is weak, man. Frank's trying to not pay me my winnings for the Skins beatdown. I just issued him because his 401k is tanking. It's like, dude, you got to grab the reins, man. Get E-Trade, do some analytics, do some research, and take charge so I don't have to subsidize your lack of golfing skills.
But on the ninth hole, you moved your ball.
Frank, it was on the cart path. Why don't you try reading the rules, Shankopotamus?
Take control with one of the...
Try reading the rules, Shankopotamus. That's funny stuff. Anyways, yeah, there's a story at ESPN. Zane Gonzalez's kicking woes cost Browns a close loss to the Saints. It's been 631 days since the Cleveland Browns have won a game. Can you believe that? They were showing this statistic yesterday during the game. I'm going like, that's got to be a misprint. They haven't won since December of 2016. If you think you're having a bad day, folks, try being a Cleveland Brown fan. It's on me 100%, Gonzalez said. I can't be too mad at myself because I'm the one that did it. You know what I mean? I can't blame it on anybody else. It sucks because we were close to that win, and it's been so long. I just let everybody down. I want to know what the record is. What is the record for the NFL record for the most missed kicks in one game? Because he's got to be up there. He had 5. Does anyone remember anyone? Hell, I don't remember a college player missing 5 kicks. So poor Zane Gonzalez. And look, they have on the ESPN story here, awesome moment of true sportsmanship. Will Lutz, the Saints kicker, goes over when the game is over to go tap the Zane Gonzalez on the shoulder and say, hey, bro, it's okay, man. And Thomas Morstead, the Saints punter, went over there and did the same thing. That's the only reason I brought it up was not to talk football, was to talk sportsmanship. You know, we talk about all the bad things in sport, but there's always there are always true sportsmen out there, and what Will Lutz did yesterday was sportsmanlike. I mean the guy, Gonzalez was actually crying. I would have been. Will Lutz offered words of a sport on Twitter after the game, right? And at the end of the day, it's not just a game to us. This is our livelihood. Our careers rely on personal performance, as does everyone else's. I'll never pull for someone to fail, as I know I will, too. I hope to see nothing more than Zane have an amazing career going forward. That's just, what's that? Yeah, she said she was saying that there were 12 misses this week.